Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
I want to get to this story, and it's kind of a heavy start.
My thoughts and deepest condolences go out to Elijah's family, who are enduring unimaginable pain. Elijah was a young boy whose life was tragically cut short.
But what if he did it? I want to ask you to remember that phrase and keep it in mind. I'll bring it back as we close our conversation on what we're about to detail here. These first charges that we have in connection with the death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu. It's a little boy who went missing in Manitowoc County earlier this year.
After thorough investigation by law enforcement, the Manitowoc County District Attorney's Office has issued charges in connection with the death of Elijah.
So that is Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LaBrie in her announcement revealing authorities now believe Elijah was killed and left to be discovered months later in a rural area of Manitowoc County. Today, Elijah's mother, Katrina Bauer, and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, are due in court for an initial appearance on these new charges. I thought they already had him, right? They did, and they do. But heretofore, Bauer and Vang, who remain in custody, have only been charged related to child neglect. And they've been held since unable to make bail. But this is the first time that they or anyone is charged directly in connection with Elijah's death. Here are the charges. Katrina Bauer, Elijah's mother, chronic neglect of a child with consequence of death, child neglect, and obstructing an officer. Jesse Vang, physical abuse of a child causing death, hiding a corpse, and obstructing an officer. So let's dig into this a little bit and what these charges mean. We already have new information here in the criminal complaint suggesting that Vang's alleged abuse of Elijah caused his death and then that Vang went and hid his body. The criminal complaint is awful. I'm not through all of it. It's 18 pages long.
Oof.
It is extremely thorough. It details new evidence that we hadn't heard before. Some of it is circumstantial. Some of it is video evidence that they will be submitting, you imagine, in court. Some of it contains text messages between the mother, Bauer, to Vang, the boyfriend, while he was being interviewed even by law enforcement months ago, right after Vang reported Elijah missing. He was spinning a story about how, I don't know, I took a nap and he must have gotten out. Well, it's interesting what they detail in the criminal complaint. Prosecutors here say he was communicating with the mom at the time via text. She sent him a text suggesting, quote, say you guys were taking a nap and he left, which has caused authorities to believe, obviously, that that was made up. So that's just one of the alleged text exchanges between the two. Other words, she said, stop, don't say too much, no, and shh. As he's talking to police, the mom is suggesting, hey, don't tell him anything.
Wow.
That is in the criminal complaint. Some other evidence in the criminal complaint, and I think it's important to point out, too, Vang here is not charged, nor is mom, with like first degree intentional homicide, which, again, I'm not a lawyer, but basically that means you planned to kill somebody and then you carried out that plan. They're not saying that. They're saying that Elijah Vu ended up dead and it's the result of actions that these
from
two took.
These two. Okay.
Right. But not necessarily that they went out and intended to kill him, which would be a much higher burden of proof.
Correct.
Even if it were true. So that's really important as we get into what are they going to be able to prove in court. Another thing I saw, and I'm sorry, this is heartbreaking, but in terms of detailing the abuse that this poor little toddler was enduring at the hands of Jesse Vang, again, according to authorities, they have a whole bunch of things in this 18-page criminal complaint about videos that were sent via Facebook Messenger back and forth between Bauer and Vang. So this is the child is staying with Vang.
Okay.
Remember there was the allegation that mom sent him there to get some behavior correction?
To get him right.
Because he was such a bad boy.
Right.
And she needed Vang to step in and put him through quote-unquote boot camp. In one of the videos, the child is seen in the custody of Vang saying, according to authorities, I be good boy, I promise. I don't want to live with uncle no more. No more uncle. I be good boy. Sorry.
My gosh.
And this little boy's mom alleged to have responded, aw. Like, oh, that's so cute. Another exchange. And this, as Vang has said, remember, he's in boot camp. And I hate when I tell him to come in the room and he's like, don't hit me. And when I have to pick him up and he's like, ow, you're hurting me. Vang messaged that he's a faker and references that the child has been praying with him. Bauer mentions various other things about moving him around and him being in the custody of Vang. And this goes on and on, page after page of these exchanges. So authorities are using this to build their case of chronic abuse that was...
But is there any evidence in there to indicate that they are directly responsible for his death?
So that's why I brought up the earlier statement. What if he did it? And I recall this, another criminal case I was covering. It was a court case when I was over at TMJ4 and was covering a trial like gate to gate. So you were there every day and you heard the evidence or whatever. And
same reporters there.
Yeah, right. And you know what that's like. You go to court. Mm-hmm. This is like your story, right?
Yep.
And a number of the reporters were following this story. And if I recall correctly, it was like a child abuse case as well. And it was a terrible case. The accusations were awful. And the jury had the case. So closing arguments have been made. The jury has been given instructions. They're out there deliberating. And so as reporters do in that downtime, we're just sitting there talking. What do you think? Mm-hmm. What did you hear? And there was broad consensus that, tragic as the allegations were, that the prosecution had not effectively made its case. And that the defense attorneys poked enough holes in that to get a not guilty verdict, even if, right? And so a bunch of us were saying, I don't think they have it. It's probably not guilty. And there was another reporter, and she says, not guilty? Well, what if he did it? And all of the rest of us looked at her like, where did you go to civics? Like, that's not really the burden of proof for a criminal trial in America. What if he did it?
Can't just decide that way, right?
Yeah. So to your question is there enough here? There's a lot of really bad stuff in here.
Terrible things.
But will prosecutors be able to connect that enough beyond a reasonable doubt where the story of, well, he just walked out, you know, doesn't hold? And Vang or Bauer in this case would skate on those charges.
Now, there is video, you said, of him driving in that area where they found the remains.
Another piece of evidence, authorities say they do have video, right, of the car that Vang is known to drive, driving around the time that they believe his body may have been left in the area where it was found. But there again, is that a smoking gun, quote unquote? No, it's a really important piece of evidence. Kind of connects him to there. But it's not necessarily causal. So there are a lot of these pieces of evidence. And again, an 18-page criminal complaint against the two. There's a lot in there. But is it enough ultimately will be, you know, like this isn't necessarily a slam dunk. And so prosecutors will have a lot of work to do. We do know that Vang and Bauer are expected to be back in court today. Vang could spend the rest of his life in prison. I think if Bauer is convicted on all the charges, that's the mom. She could do 60 years, which would essentially be almost life in prison for her as well, if convicted on all charges and getting the maximum. Bauer and Vang due back in court this afternoon.
It is essential to remember that those charged are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
At 8:21, what's happening on the drive, Deb?
Not much. We're looking at a really good ride shaping up around the area this morning. No delays that I can see and no real incidents up on the board either. So everything's looking just fine out there. I'm Debbie Lazaga with your WTMJ Johnson & Sons Paving Time Saver Traffic.
Hey, WTMJ's John Merck here. I've got a great idea for part of your weekend. How about spending it with us on Experience Wisconsin Saturdays on WTMJ? We check in with some cool places around the state. This week, it is Road America. Fantastic stuff happening there this fall.
Without question. I mean, definitely, we've got all sorts of great food trucks to be out there, a lot of concessions options, plus high school beer. So it's great to just come out with a group of friends. Do you want to do paintball? Do you want to do axe throwing?
It's Experience Wisconsin Saturdays right here on 620 WTMJ.
WTMJ's Eric Bilstead here for Elmbrook Family Dental. They've got three locations, two convenient spots in Brookfield, and now a brand new location in Wauwatosa. I was just there, paid a visit, had my teeth cleaned, and also spoke with Dr. Eric about Invisalign. Not something I'm looking for, but I was amazed at what I learned about Invisalign. This is those clear brackets that you can put in your teeth. It's amazing what these things can do, and Dr. Eric has had it done. He did it so he could help teach patients about it, and they're above the curve when it comes to this thing. If it's something you're interested in, it's worth checking out ElmbrookFamilyDental.com. Set yourself up for a free video conference on the matter if you'd like and chat with the folks there. Again, ElmbrookFamilyDental.com.